I put some of my guests' work up on the blog, elderstatement.com. In particular, one cartoon that he did where you see two guys and you see a sign that says, "Welcome to New York State." And the guys are looking up and you see a drone flying over. And the guys are putting their drinks behind their back so the drone doesn't see it. And the drinks are Slurpee drinks, 16-ounce cups, letting you know that we're more concerned about drones in New York than we are about anything else. The cartoonist is Antonio F. Branco. He now joins us. Antonio, thank you very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Hey, Larry, thank you. Thank you for having me on. You have to forgive me. I'm a little starstruck right now.
Oh, please. Is it Branco or Branco?
Branco.
Branco. Antonio, yeah. I noticed I was just putting up cartoon after cartoon after cartoon, and I said, I got to meet this guy. And so you and I started corresponding. Antonio, I know nothing at all about you. I have a little bit of bio information, but nowhere about where you're from, where you went to school. Give us the stuff on your background.
Well, I was originally from Northern California, Mendocino County, that area. That's where I grew up. Mm-hmm. I was in the Army for about 3 years, honorably discharged. Owned my own business, graphic design business. Raised a family, been divorced, remarried now for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I got into drawing cartoons was pretty simple. Just like everybody else, at that time when after Obama was elected and we saw what was happening to our country, a lot of us asked, what can we do? You know, what can we do to, you know, stop this or help stop it or get a message out? Well, I asked myself that same question, and I realized, hey, I can draw. So about 4 years ago, I started drawing right around the time that the Tea Party started, and I've been drawing ever since.
So you've only been drawing 4 years? I assume you've been doing it 20, 30 years.
Well, I have been. I've been in the art area. I was in graphic art.
Right.
I dabbled in a few cartoons in my early age.
But you didn't go full bore until 4 years ago.
No, I didn't. I just took a leap. I was laid off from my job at the time, and a lot of things were going on in our country, and so I just started pumping them out.
My guest is Antonio F. Branco. He's an editorial cartoonist. His website is comicallyincorrect.com, conservativedailynews.com. Your bio says you joined the team at Liberty Alliance. What is Liberty Alliance?
It's a conglomerate. They host a lot of conservative websites, and they're active in a lot of areas that I probably shouldn't even speak on right now because I don't know a lot about that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very, very instrumental in getting our message out. People can look up libertyalliance.com. They host my website. The changes that need to happen and designing and that.
Now, Antonio, I kind of thought that as newspapers were declining in significance, that political editorial cartoonists would probably go away. In fact, I'm seeing the opposite. I'm seeing that you guys can capture in a picture and in a few words a complicated story, and we are so bombarded by information that you probably are needed more now than almost ever any time in history.
I'm hoping so. Now, I know that the print media isn't doing so well or hasn't been doing so well, but I didn't start out in the print media. I started out online. I started on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I started growing a following there. So, and you're right. You're right. I think that an editorial cartoonist can encompass and bring a point quicker and faster and have it spread faster than maybe an op-ed piece can. Not that op-ed pieces aren't important. In an op-ed piece, you can make a lot of different points.
Mm-hmm.
To focus, to bring yourself to one single point that you want to make. Whereas in a cartoon, you can only make one point. If you get too many points in there, then it kind of muddies the water. What you want to do is find a point that you want to drive home, that you're passionate about, you know, covering the issues of the day, and really focus on it. Try to throw as much humor in and around it as much, because humor will bring it home a lot quicker.
Antonio F. Branco is my guest. His work is up on elderstatement.com. He's an editorial cartoonist. Antonio, are people reluctant to go after Obama because he's black, because they feel that they'll be called racist if they exaggerate his features too much, if they make too much fun of him?
Absolutely. I think America is going through a very unique situation in its history right now. The historical significance of Obama's skin color transcends just about any objectivity that the media or creators in Hollywood may have. Many in Hollywood, like actors and comedians and producers, seem to have that kind of Hollywood industry herd mentality, and they think as the herd thinks, out of fear they'll be eaten by their own or lose their jobs.
Same Antonio with reporters. Same thing.
Yeah, and that culture does facilitate much in the way it kind of disrupts independent thought when it comes to their politics. So it's a shame, but it does permeate all the areas of art, I believe.
Well, Antonio, you're doing your part. Antonio F. Branco, he's an editorial cartoonist. His work, again, we'll put it up on elderstatement.com. His website is comicallyincorrect.com and conservativedailynews.com. Antonio, thank you very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it.